WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The 139 Bowl Trophy is staying in Princeton after Caldwell County knocked off Trigg County 41-7 last night at Tiger Stadium. Good morning, everyone. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. We are live at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show. We've also got some players with us. First of all, Coach McClung, though, congratulations on the win last night, and felt good to pick up win number one.
It really did, Todd. You know, when you're staring down an 0-10 record and you got one game left to play, it can kind of, you can go one or two ways. You know, you can, your kids can just mail it in and go 0-10, or they can step up and play a big game, have a good game, and not have that winless season. And that's what our kids did last night. Thought we played really well. You know, there's still some things that we could be better at, but we made some plays last night that we haven't made throughout the season. We made some big plays on offense. I thought the defense played pretty well. We missed some tackles, but you know, they had a good kid playing a quarterback for them. But I was happy with the results and happy to not send that trophy back to Cadiz.
Yeah, Jeff, one of the things I've been impressed with this year is that despite the record, team gets ready every week, comes out with a good attitude, and keeps plugging away.
Yeah, and they did that last night. I think, you know, that's just kind of a testament to our kids. You know, they've kind of bought into the fact that you got to come to work and prepare and get to give yourself a chance. And it's been a kind of up and down at times as far as, you know, what the production looks like on the field. But I feel like, you know, especially as the season's gone on, we've gotten a lot better at that.
Yeah, Aaron, the game could not have gotten off to a better start for you guys. You get the early stop on the defensive side and then hit a big play on offense.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, as far as our offensive flow goes, that's something that hasn't happened, and it's caused us all kinds of other issues on offense. You know, when you can't threaten people down the field, it can make it harder to run the ball. You get in third and long, and you can't threaten people down the field. It makes it hard to convert those kind of plays. So we made a couple of those plays last night. We probably could have made some more, but you know, when we got a big lead, we kind of want to get that clock moving. But yeah, I was super happy to finally see that connection made.
Yeah. Jeff, a big night at Tiger Stadium last night. You honor the seniors before the game. We have Hall of Fame at halftime, and then, of course, the big win to cap things off.
Yeah, the trifecta, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, it's always nice to, you know, at the end of every season, you want to take time to, you know, recognize the parents of your seniors because they've put so much time and effort into the program. And, you know, kids don't get to play sports and be a part of things without their parents. So, you know, the kids deserve it and the parents deserve a little bit of recognition there. And then, of course, Brian Jaggers does a great job on the committee of putting together the Hall of Fame. And we want to keep that thing going and, you know, get a few inductees every year. And had a good class go in last night, some guys that played here and have a lot of history here and were good football players. And then we got to kind of finish with the presenting of the trophy and had a good time there at the end. So that's a well deserved for our kids, and I, you know, needed a positive outcome. I'm just disappointed Earl Hammonds had to leave early and didn't get to end on the trophy celebration.
Well, I thought Earl would have had the trophy before the game was over.
If he was there, I think, I don't know what time he left, but if he was there, I guarantee he would have.
Coach McClung, again, a big win, a big night at Tiger Stadium, but playoff time coming up, and you guys are headed to Owensboro Catholic next week.
Yeah, you know, and they're one of the best teams in 2A. It's going to be a tall task, and you know, we'll be a big underdog, but you know, we've kept a positive attitude and we've prepared every week to go win. So, you know, regardless of what happened, you know, we're on a winning streak now, Todd.
Yeah.
So we're going to go up there and potentially be a pain for somebody. You know, nobody's probably expecting us to go up there and have a chance to win. So we've got nothing to lose. So we're going to get ready to go play, and we're just going to give our best effort and see what happens.
Some thought the game might get moved to Thursday, but you think now it's probably going to be Friday?
We're hoping that it stays at Friday. We think that with the travel, how far it is, we're thinking that it's probably going to stay on Friday.
Okay, good deal. So the Tigers with a win last night over Trigg County. We mentioned some players with us. Jeff, I'm going to let you introduce all the players that have shown up this morning.
Well, we have the dynamic linebacking duo of Jack Roach and Cooper Mobley. So they're here with us to kind of talk a little ball this morning. All
right. Well, Jack, with a big game last night, ended up with 19 tackles, a fumble recovery, an interception. Talk about the win last night. Jeff, touch that mic a little bit. I think the cord came loose. There we go. Now let's try it.
Like we did good, and we did all our assignments right, and the D-line made my reads easy, and we got to the ball, and that's just – they didn't pass the ball much, so the run game was stopped pretty well. And
yeah. When you're out there, do you kind of know how many tackles you make, or do you – when you hear after the game, are you like, wow, I didn't realize I had 19 tackles last night?
No, I didn't think I had 19. I felt like I had more, like, earlier games in the season, but I'm glad I had 19.
Now, when you got the pick last night, did you think there was a chance you could take that one back?
Yeah, and then I got hawked down.
It's a good game, though, and how much of a relief is it for you guys to get that first win of the season?
It feels good. We've been working since the summer, and we haven't got that satisfaction of a win, but we finally pulled one through.
Yeah, I'll let you pass the mic along to Cooper, and we'll talk to him for just a second. Talk about how the team prepared for the game this week, and just all season long, how you guys come out and were able to maintain a good, healthy attitude, even though you weren't seeing the success on the field that you would like to have.
Yeah, you know, it's been a struggle all year to try to find a win, and but I think the team's prepared the same way every week and trying to always giving us a chance. But, you know, we played a really tough schedule this year, and our team's still really young, so the room to grow is – it's really amazing to think about the future. So, but no, the team's done really well, and I think there has been some struggles in the locker room with morale and stuff like that, but we really have pulled through with some of the younger guys, so.
It's always difficult, Coach McClung, when you don't have a win. You know, you work hard and you don't see that success you want to see. But like I said, the team kept plugging away, and you end up with a win.
Well, you know, that's really the only way you can be. I mean, football is a it's a physical sport. It's a tough sport, you know. And if you're going to win, if you play a good schedule, wins are not going to come easy. You know, other teams, they're going to prepare. They're going to be physical football teams. So, if you're not preparing every week and preparing yourself mentally and physically and expecting a tough opponent, then you're going to struggle to win. You know, you got to expect the other team to bring their best effort, and you got to make sure that you are prepared to go out there and win. And, you know, and winners will, you know, they'll step up to that challenge. They will make sure they're ready. They will go out and execute a game plan. And then people that struggle with winning, you know, that they want to blame people and or make excuses, and you know that's not going to turn things around. And we, you know, I feel like that we got – our kids have continued to persevere throughout the season, and I think that, you know, I think that's kind of the difference between us and Tree County at the end of the season. I think that, you know, they had some things go bad for them as the season went on, and their kids kind of got down on themselves a little bit, whereas our kids, despite the losses, most of our kids, I think, kept a positive attitude and kept working, and that's why. And I told them going into the game Friday night, I said, the team that's going to win the game Friday night is the team that wants to be here. Team that wants to be here, wants to play a football game, that's who's going to win. And I really feel like that we showed that we wanted to be there for last night. We wanted to go out and win a football game, and we got a result that I think that has been a long time coming.
Yeah. Cooper, how prepared were you guys for last night's game, and did you guys kind of have some confidence going into that contest?
I think so, yeah. I think we understood the kind of assignments we'd have to complete to, you know, come out with a win, and I think that, you know, people prepare a little extra for Crittenden County and Trigg County, so it was a little more intense throughout the week of practice, but I think we prepared well, yeah.
Well, that was my next question. Is it even sweeter that it was Trigg County?
Yeah, it definitely is, and, you know, being Caldwell, you kind of got a target on your back, so it is pretty nice to beat some of those more historic opponents.
11 straight now over the Wildcats, and Coach, I know you start looking at those strings, and especially against Crittenden and Trigg, you want to try to keep those things going.
Yeah, you know, historically, those are two big traditional rivals in all sports. you know, we see them, you know, those communities don't have a Walmart. So a lot of times you'll see them come over here at Walmart. You'll see them around the community, different communities, different places. And, you know, you'll see them at basketball games and baseball games because we play them both twice. So, you know, your neighbors are, you see people all the time and you want to make sure you beat them when you get a chance. Yeah. So you can talk trash the rest of the year.
I was going to say, because, you know, if you don't, you're going to hear it for the entire year.
That's right. That's right. That's how the trophy was created.
Well, I said last night after the win, the traveling trophy traveled all the way from the track back to the field house. So that's a pretty good dig.
We put it back in the closet.
It's amazing sometimes what one win can do for your outlook.
It does. And I told them going into the week, I said, guys, we win this game, it's going to totally change the outlook on our season. Hopefully it'll change some attitudes going into the playoff game, and you know, we'll become a dangerous football team. You know, now that you get to experience winning, that kind of can change your attitude.
Yeah.
And I could tell throughout the game, I had to make sure that we kept our focus at halftime, and I think that we came out in the second half and did that. And you could just feel the emotions at the end of the game. We're finally getting the experience to win.
Well, a big first half for you guys, especially last night. Didn't get quite as much offense in the second half, but by that time you had the big lead.
Yeah, I even as well as we played and the points we scored, I felt like we could have put them away earlier than what we did. But they made some adjustments on defense that kind of caused us a little bit of problems. And, you know, they've got some good kids. You know, the Linton kid is an exceptional defensive lineman. He caused us some problems. They had some other kids. They're big. They're bigger than us defensively up front. So, you know, that made it a little hard to run the ball inside. And but I felt like overall it was a good outing by our obviously our best outing of the year. And then we were able to gain some advantages in field position in the fourth quarter and tack a couple more scores on at the end of the game. And I was happy to see that. And I was happy for us to take advantage of opportunities they gave us.
Were you a little surprised at the quarterback situation for Trigg County last night?
No, I actually knew going into the game that they'd had some issues at the position. I knew that the Shear kid had quit earlier in the season, and I'd heard that the other quarterback was having issues as well. So, and Agud had played a little bit of quarterback earlier. So I wasn't, and he was battling some injuries as well. I didn't know if he would play. So I thought we might see something different, a quarterback, and I thought that if Good was playing, he would play some quarterback. Yeah. So, and he's a good kid. He's tough. I mean, we hit him and hit him and hit him, and he runs hard. He's a big kid for his size. He's got good speed. So, you know, he's a really good football player.
Yeah, I was going to say, he couldn't have been too banged up coming in because they gave him the ball 32 times.
32 times. Yeah. I was wondering. I didn't even see the stats yet. For how many yards?
211.
Yeah.
That's pretty good night.
And a lot of them were – a lot of his yards were made after contact.
Yeah.
You know, we would hit him, and he was bouncing off of us and running hard. And even – we'd have three people wrapping him up, and he was pushing the pile. So, yeah, he's a really good football player.
Yeah, Cooper, talk about getting that guy on the ground, or trying to get that guy on the ground.
Yeah, no, it was hard. And the first guy, you know, you got to wrap him up. The next guy got to come in and try to get the ball out or at least help you get him down. So it's something that, you know, pursuing as a defense is just important, especially against those harder runners.
Yeah. Jack, you got to him a few times last night, and part of a big performance on the defensive side. What was it like trying to chase that guy down?
It was hard. A couple of times I got to him, like, in the backfield, and he just bounced right off of me and got to the – I think the touchdown run that he got, I had him wrapped up, and he slipped away and ran it all the way in.
For the most part, though, you guys were able to contain him. I mean, he had a big night, but they only got the one touchdown.
Yeah, we did pretty good about getting to the ball and getting everyone down, even though they were running pretty hard.
Yeah.
But we all got there and got them down.
Again, a big win for the Tigers last night, knocking off the Trigg County Wildcats 41-7 in the annual 139 Bowl at Tiger Stadium. We are live on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit tricios.com. That's tricios.com.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore at Joiner Hardware on Main Street in Princeton.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers, Preston Burrell and Cole Wyatt, as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The WPKY News team is dedicated to keeping you informed around the clock. News, weather, and sports. Join us weekdays at 6:30, 7:30, noon, and 5. Plus, 24/7 when you need it at WPKYonline.com and worldwide on the free WPKY app. The complete coverage you deserve from a proven partner. No fees, the way it should be. We are 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
A big win for the Tigers last night over Trigg County, 41-7 in the 139 Bowl out at Tiger Stadium on Senior Night and Hall of Fame Night. Tigers picking up some momentum as we go into the playoffs. Caldwell County will go to Owensboro Catholic next week in a Class 2A first-round matchup. Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show. Players Jack Roach and Cooper Mobley also sitting in with us on the show this morning. And, Coach, now that you guys have sat here and talked about it, I've got to know about the speech that Coach Earl gave during the week.
Was
it an inspirational speech?
Well, you know, Earl, when we play a rival, he can get really fired up. So sometimes you got to rein him in. Sometimes you give Earl a little bit of leeway to give a speech, and he goes off the rails.
Yeah.
Because Earl wants to win.
Yeah.
And but sometimes he kind of loses control of his mouth sometimes, and I have to jump in and stop him. But he can give a very animated speech at times.
Well, it's great to have a guy like that sometimes.
Yeah,
and nobody loves the Tigers more than Coach Earl.
You're right. He's a great hype man, and he he holds everybody accountable. If you don't win, you're going to hear about it from him. And if you do win, he's going to tell you he loves you and what a great win it was. So he brings a different. He loves Tiger football. You got to give him that. He loves Caldwell County Tiger football.
Yeah, Jeff, like I said, you almost got to have somebody like that on your team to kind of make sure everybody knows that, hey, somebody's paying attention.
Earl keeps us all in perspective. You know, he'll show up and tell you how happy he is. One second, the next second, he's mad at you, won't talk to you for a few minutes, and then he's coming back at you. Earl's definitely a staple of our program that we wouldn't know what to do without him, and he's been coming to practice every day. And I understand he does have a very tight affection to that trophy, and if you're going to come take it from him, he's going to do everything he can to stop it. So.
Well, a big win for you guys last night over Trigg County. And, Coach, one thing, I think there's a lot of life lessons that can be learned in sports. I think everybody should play sports, whether you're the best athlete or the worst athlete, because I think there's a lot of things to learn. And, you know, I think this season is an example of that. Like we mentioned earlier, you just have to keep working when things aren't going your way, and you hope eventually it pays off. And last night you guys paid it off with a win.
Yeah, and I'm biased, obviously, but I think football is the best sport for teaching those kinds of lessons. You know? It's such a physical sport that if you're gonna be successful, you gotta be tough. You gotta be tough at it, and you gotta work hard, and it requires everyday effort. And the biggest aspect of a life lesson, I think, is how dependent you are on other people. You know, each group on a football team functions as a group. You know, we have two linebackers in here, and they both play inside linebacker, and our defensive scheme is extremely dependent on how well they both function. You know, if one of them takes a night off and the other one has a good game, then we didn't have a good game. And I coach offensive line, and I tell my offensive linemen all the time, I can have four Division I offensive linemen, and if one guy can't cut it and gives up a sack, then people are going to say, oh, our offensive line's terrible. You know, football is a sport more so than any other. I believe that you got to function as a team. You know, one great individual cannot carry everybody and win the games. You got to have 11 guys on the field doing their job and working together and communicating with each other. And, you know, that's why I love this game. Because of that kind of aspect of it. And sometimes, you know, everybody's doing the best they can and you don't win, but you know that everybody did their best and gave their best effort. And if you do that, I think you still should feel good about what you're doing or what you're trying to do and the goals that you're trying to reach.
But football, kind of like life, isn't always completely fair, because we talk about the guys that get all the yardage and score all the touchdowns or maybe make all the tackles, but there's other guys out there that are playing just as well, but it doesn't always show up on the stat sheet, or, you know, they don't get their name on the radio as much or in the newspaper or those kind of things.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of that. And I've had some great outside linebackers over my years of coaching, and our defense is designed for inside linebackers to make all the tackles. And I could have the best outside linebacker in the state, and if he's doing his job and he's turning everything back inside all the time, he might not ever make a tackle. Yeah. But he made all the plays because he funnels everything back inside to the inside linebackers. And, you know, that's how our defense is designed. And I think if you look at, you know, we went to a 3-4 in about 14 or 15, we went to a 3-4 with two inside linebackers. And if you look at the top 10 tacklers in all time in Caldwell County history, I like five or six of them has come from that era of like 13 until now. So that's what our defense is designed to do, is to let those guys run and make tackles. And, you know, when our outside linebackers do their jobs and the inside linebackers do their jobs of getting downhill and pursuing the football and getting in C-gap, that can make a lot of tackles.
Yeah. Well, and on the offensive side of the football, we talk about the poor offensive linemen. They never get mentioned unless they make a mistake. You know, you start too soon or whatever, that's the only time your name gets called. But you got to have those guys.
Well, let me tell you how that works, because I played offensive line and I coached the offensive line. We don't care.
All right,
about
there you go.
We don't care about the recognition as a group. I teach the mentality of those guys is if we win, that is our recognition. That's all we want. We recognize each other within our group. You know, I talk about that. People that don't play the game or understand that position, they don't know, and they're not going to properly acknowledge. They're not going to properly acknowledge those guys, but that's okay, because the acknowledgement those guys are looking for is from each other. And we know, we talk to each other, we recognize each other within our group, and that is that's a very unique position group. I think it's the greatest position group there is in any sport. If you see those guys' attitudes, a lot of times guys, especially teams in the past, they're super tight, super close friends, hang out off the field. They're kind of weird guys, but great offensive linemen don't need a lot of exterior motivation. They're looking for motivation from the brothers that are lining up next to them.
Well, since we're talking about offense looked a lot better last night. You guys finally made some big plays, hit some plays in the passing game, and you know that kind of opened up the entire ball game for you.
Yeah, that does. When you can blow the top off of defense, it totally changes what you can do on offense. When people have to honor the deep pass, it opens everything else up. It opens up outside runs. It opens up short passes. It opens up it opens up everything. And you know, we've struggled this year. I think we hit a 45 yarder in the first game of the year, and we haven't had a long pass hit since then. So it's good to finally get that aspect of our offense back on the radar. So I hope it can continue.
At what point did you decide to go back to Luke Parker at quarterback?
Well, I guess what really started it was when Jack got hurt against Crittenden County, and Dalen had been hurt that week, so Dalen hadn't really gotten any reps out of the wishbone. So we threw Luke back in, and we went back to all our spread stuff because that's what he was most familiar with, and he looked good for a couple series. I really thought it was out before last night. I thought his series against Crittenden County was the best he'd looked all year. So we thought, hey, we're going to play him. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find things that allow us to move the football on offense. So we decided to go back to Luke and give him a chance. You know, Jack got a bunch of reps in practice this week, but Luke played well Friday night, so we just stayed with that hot hand. And that's what we're going to continue to do. You know, we don't have a lot of clarity at that position right now. And so we're going to play different kids until somebody separates themselves, and we're not there yet. So we're going to continue to give all of our quarterbacks opportunity and see how the position shakes itself out.
Yeah, Jack, how many different positions have you played this season, and do you have a preference on one position
or
another?
Taysom Hill. He's our Taysom Hill.
I played a lot. I played DN, middle linebacker. I had some H reps last night, and I played quarterback. Yeah. And I think I like defense a little more, but yeah, I'll play whatever as long as we can get the win. And, I mean, as long as it works.
Yeah. Coach McClung, that's your guy then.
That's what I want. Yeah. And I told him that before the season. I don't need quarterbacks and running backs and linebackers. I need football players. Yeah. You know, we're young, and a lot of our kids are – it's not definitive what position they play. You know, we don't have an Elijah Sindelar. We don't have a Jalen Boyd on our football team. We have a bunch of young kids that are trying to learn how to play football. So we're going to move people around and try to develop football players. And when we get a bunch of good football players, then we'll start pigeonholing guys in their positions. And we're not there yet. So we're going to let our kids play. We're going to move our kids around and see if we can figure out the best place for them.
Yeah, we talked earlier this season. Jack is the only guy I've seen that plays quarterback and then moves back to fullback in the same series.
That's right. That's right. And that's, you know, there's other guys. Cooper moves around a lot. Sometimes he lines up at a slot receiver, and sometimes he lines up at fullback and halfback. And, you know, we got some other kids that have done that as well. And, you know, that's what you got to try to do when you're just trying to figure things out and become a good football team.
Hey, Cooper, do you have a particular position you'd prefer, or do you just like being out there?
Man, I just like playing football. You know, my my older brother, he always played outside linebacker and inside linebacker in college. So something that he wants me to be really good at defense. But, you know, I like catching the football. I like running the football. And I really like blocking. So whatever they need me to do, you know.
Yeah, Coach McClung, you've taught these guys well.
Yeah. Well, I hope we get better results for them in the future. Yeah. You know, all right, we got a lot of good kids on the football team, and you know, I had some seniors last night, and you know, people were telling me, "Aren't you glad you got your first win? First win as a coach, avoided the winless season." And I'm just glad these seniors didn't go out with an 0-10 season. I'm just glad that they got a win on the last regular season game and didn't have to be the group that went winless. I think that's really important that those kids got to experience that. So I'm happy for them.
Not a large senior class for you guys, so pretty much everybody's coming back.
Well, I don't think we have hardly any skill kids that are seniors. You know, and we have some linemen that were seniors, Caden Riley, Camden Wolford, Cole Sherrill, Miguel, Maurice. They were seniors, but other than that, we return almost everybody, and we had a lot of linemen this year, so basically you're going to see almost the exact same group of kids next year.
Tigers with a big win last night over Trigg County, 41-7 in the 139 Bowl. The 139 Bowl has been played 11 times. Caldwell's won 11 of those, so pretty good showing there. We're at Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street this morning. Need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations, it's a girl.
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Cadiz. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
Caldwell Medical Center would like to invite you to attend a weight loss seminar the first Tuesday of every month. They will meet in the education room at Caldwell Medical Center at 6 p.m. Please join Dr. Mobley, Caldwell's very own general surgeon that specializes in medical and surgical weight loss. If you can't come in person, join them on Facebook Live. Once again, it's the first Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the Caldwell Medical Center. Hope to see you there.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
Something we see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Tigers with a big win over Trigg County last night, 41-7 in the 139 Bowl. We're back on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We appreciate the Biscuit Barn sponsoring the show for the second straight season and letting us set up here at the Biscuit Barn. Coach Aaron McClung, a big win for you guys last night. You take on Owensboro Catholic next week, and the Aces are now 10-0 after a 37-14 win up at North Hardin last night.
Yeah, that's a good win. You know, North Hardin's a good football team. Brent Thompson does a good job up there. You know, I think they're 6A school, 5-6A school. So for OCAT to go up there, you know, and beat them like that, that's a good win.
We know the Aces like to throw the ball.
They do. They do throw the ball. They're a spread team. They'll run it. I mean, and the quarterback's a big, strong kid. He can run. So, you know, their strength or their skill positions, their quarterback, running back, receivers, they're young up front. Play good defense, so yeah, they're gonna be a tough opponent.
Crittenden County got a win last night at Callaway County, 34-13. The Rockets host Todd County Central next week in the playoffs, and Todd County beat Warren Central 29-26 last night.
Well, that's a good win for Todd. That is a good win. Warren Central is a big school, big Bowling Green school. So that's a good win for Todd. Todd may be a tough opponent for Crittenden.
Mayfield over Christian County Big, 72-8. The Cardinals will host Edmondson County next week.
Yeah, that'll be a running clock early. I do think Christian County scored first on Mayfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they scored first, got the 2-point conversion. But they take too many chances on defense to beat somebody like Mayfield.
This score surprised me a little bit. Madisonville 48, Murray 7. Not that Madisonville won, but I thought that would be a little more competitive.
I mean, it's not super surprising to me. I've thought all year that Madisonville has a lot of talent. I thought they had some discipline issues. They had a lot of penalties, but they seem like they're bringing it together. I think they beat Owensboro last week, so they must have gotten their things straightened out because they have the horses. They have they're big. They have good skill kids. So it's not a super surprising score to me.
A few other scores here. Webster County over Fort Campbell. A lot of points scored in that one. 73-48 was the final score.
Wow.
Hopkinsville went to Louisville, but PRP won that one 49-14. Paducah-Tillman blanks Russellville 56-0. Paducah-Tillman finishes off a 10-0 regular season. And maybe a bit of a surprise here. Union County went down last night, falling to Greenwood in Bowling Green, 27-12. Braves still with a great 9-1 season, but they had a long regular season winning streak going, and Greenwood got them last night.
You know, that may end up helping Union County. It may, you know, that they've rolled through a couple regular seasons, and you know, they're probably planning on a long run in the playoffs. They probably should. Greenwood is probably a bad matchup for them. You know, Greenwood, the head coach at Greenwood is actually one of my college teammates, Billy Howard. He coaches there. I could see him teaching a physical style of football, and Greenwood's a big school in Bowling Green. And it was, you know, they're a big, big, strong team, and it's hard for a team like Union County, who's kind of one-dimensional offensively as far as running the ball. I'm sure Greenwood loaded the box and gave them some tough matchups up front, so that's not a big surprise. And, you know, sometimes a late-season loss can help you as you move forward to focus your kids, focus your team. So that may be good for Coach Johns.
Yeah, I think Union County had gone a couple of seasons without losing a regular season game. Does anybody know who the last team to beat Union County in the regular season was? Anybody?
Caldwell County.
There you go. Caldwell County is the last team to beat them. So good for Union County. They finished up a strong season. Graves County over McCracken County last night, 19-7. Coach, again, that outcome doesn't really surprise me, but I thought those two teams would put up some more points.
Yeah, I thought they would too. That score is surprising. It doesn't I guess Graves County probably ran the ball a bunch. I think Graves County's probably a little better than even that score shows. I'm kind of surprised McCracken was able to hang with them that close. I think Graves is a good football team, and it's probably looking at winning a couple playoff games.
Hopkins County Central shut out Fulton County 32-0. Edmondson County blanked Breckenridge County 41-0. So good for the Wildcats ahead of that trip to Mayfield next week. McLean County over Marshall County, 38-17. Muhlenberg County shut out Ballard Memorial, 47-0. And Owensboro with a big win, defeating Henderson County, 34-6. And Henderson County had been having a pretty good season.
Yeah, that is a little surprising. You know, Henderson has played Henderson played Mayfield a decent game. Owensboro must be getting their offense on track, because they've kind of struggled this year. I think they finished up 6-4, but that's a good sign, because I think Owensboro have been struggling on defense too. So that's a good sign for them to have that kind of victory over Henderson.
And again, the big score from last night, Caldwell County 41, Trigg County 7. The Tigers winning the 139 Bowl out at Tiger Stadium. So Caldwell County with that first win of the season and heading into playoff action next week. Tigers will go to Owensboro Catholic. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. We need to get to another break on the show, but we'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Entering its 10th year, the Planters Bank Season of Giving is a bank tradition that has a goal of bringing awareness to community organizations. This year, the focus is on local and area businesses. Gifts, experiences, and delicious meals will be spotlighted for each of the Planters Bank communities. Planters is sharing a little about the many wonderful small businesses in this area in hopes of bringing additional awareness and even new customers their way during this holiday season.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farm All tractors. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you, Case IH Farm All. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, you name it, we have the tractor for you. Stop by and see us at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to our sales team about the limited time financing offer you don't want to miss.
While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
Want faster, more reliable internet? Pennyrail Electric is proud to help power EnergyNet Fiber Internet Service. Stream your favorite shows, game with unlimited data, work from home, or power your home security with a reliable EnergyNet connection. EnergyNet has gig speed fiber internet packages starting at just $59.95 per month. And we offer local support. Check GoEnergyNet.com to see if EnergyNet Fiber Internet is available in your home.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant, with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
When we say
classic hits,
we mean
any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Add to the bone.
Band on the run.
Listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com. WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us. Players Jack Roach and Cooper Mobley on the show with us this morning. And I understand Cooper has a question down there.
Todd, how many Caldwell County football games have you attended so far?
Have I attended? Well, the last 424 in a row, but a few more before that, so I'm not really sure.
What was the worst rain event you experienced in all those games?
There was a Mayfield game where we actually beat Mayfield in the rain, so that was good.
2009.
Yeah. There was a home playoff game against Muhlenberg South where it rained all day. It rained during the game. It rained after the game, and not a light rain. I mean, it rained hard.
I remember looking up in the stands during that game, and there was nobody in the stands.
Yeah.
The stands were completely empty.
Yeah.
But you know where there were people?
On top of the press box.
On top of the press box.
That was terrible.
So, I don't like the rain games. I mean, if I was a player, Cooper, I bet you guys probably like playing in the rain, but Yeah.
Especially as a linebacker, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So, see, if I was a player, I would love it. But as somebody trying to keep stats and take pictures and do all those things, the rain's not fun. But, you know, a lot of reasons why Tigers pulled out the win last night. We understand the tunnel was up for the first time all season.
Oh, man.
You know, we had Gary Goodacre back keeping stats.
That's good.
So, you know,
that's
good. It was a really big night at Tiger Stadium.
It was. I'm not a huge fan of the run-through, but I was very happy to have Gary back, and I told Gary I guilted him into coming back again because he's the best stat man there is. He does a great job. He knows the rules. We need Gary. I hope he enjoyed coming back and watching us win, and I hope it encourages him to continue to be a part of our football traditions. Yeah.
Well, I've always said that, you know, the clipboard is just for show. Gary's keeping all those stats in his head.
He's the human calculator.
But, yeah, he does do a great job. And at Gary at one time had seen like 282 straight games. I mean, it was, you know, and then COVID got him. And he had to miss a couple of games a few years ago. But thankfully, I had COVID in the spring, so it didn't affect me. So, you know, it was like 2.5 years ago. So, got it out of the way before, you know, football season.
Well, Gary's been a part of some historic football games. You know, if you watch the 98 state championship, when they're out there celebrating, you can see Gary out on the field at the end. He was keeping stats in 2012 when we made that run. He got a penalty called on him one time. Gary has all kinds of football experiences to relate.
Well, and John Miller wants to know what was the worst Heat game, and I think that's earlier this season over at Madisonville.
That Madisonville game was terrible. We had one at Marshall County in 2003 or 2000. It was five, and the game got stopped two or three times, and Marshall County was when they were good, and that was bad. I was in the press box for that when the press box at Mayfield was like 120 degrees.
You can't open a window up there.
That was a hot one, but the Madisonville one this year was super hot as well, super humid.
Yeah, Cooper, talk about that game. How did you guys manage to make it through that Madisonville game? Because the rest of us were wilting on the sideline, and we weren't wearing all the gear.
Yeah, and it was crazy. You know, we people slurping down pickle juice, and you know, because we had some cramps against Hopkins Central a week earlier, and it was, it was not nearly as hot then, so it was tough, but no, we made it through, but we didn't get to wear a lot of the extra stuff that game.
Yeah, Jack, was that the hottest game you've been a part of, the trip over to Madisonville, North Hopkins?
I think so, and it was my first game, like starting a new position, so it was an uncomfortable game for sure.
Yeah, it was just brutally hot. Jeff, maybe you can talk about it. We need to get Jeff back in here on the show and just how hot it was over at Madisonville that night, and the way the guys were able to cope and still get out there and play.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, as the athletic administrator, I was nervous. I was nervous the whole game. You know, you want to win and you want to play hard, but you want your kids to come out healthy. And I was kind of worried about our kids in particular because, you know, they've got a good trainer over at North, and they had Jason Carr over there, and he does a great job for them. And I was really super worried about our kids and, you know, making sure that we didn't get ourselves in a tough situation because, you know, that's tough to deal with and it's hard to diagnose. And I probably didn't do a very good job coaching football that night because I was preoccupied with trying to keep an eye on the kids. But, yeah, that was definitely one of the hottest football games I've ever had anything to do with.
Well, talk about the defensive effort last night. Gave up a few yards, but just the one score.
Well, Coach Mack spent a lot of time this week, and one of the things we've had a little trouble with earlier in the year was adjusting defensively. And I think Coach Mack and Coach McClung got together and decided, you know, if we could do some stuff different with our front, then, you know, we could probably give them some problems based on what they did. And the kids did a really good job of adjusting and, you know, almost a too good a job because we kind of went back to something that we hadn't done in a couple weeks. And, you know, we had to kind of stop and get them lined back up. But, you know, they did a really good job of adjusting, especially front-wise and what we were giving them on the front. And, you know, then we kind of went to a little bit different look and, you know, we had to kind of get that squared away. But I think once we got our alignment stuff fixed, they did a really good job of filling the gaps and then getting to the football. And, you know, when you tackle a big physical running back, it doesn't matter what scheme that you put in. You still got to go tackle him. And they did a really good job of getting to the ball and finishing him up. And, you know, we emphasized that at halftime. And Coach McClung talked about wrapping up and, you know, pursuing to the football. And, you know, you just – you don't get points for first downs. So if you know, you live to fight another down and they have to execute their offense, and, you know, and sometimes when you get them behind the chains and they make mistakes, a one-dimensional team, you can kind of get off the field like that. So we did a good job of that. And, you know, I'm proud of the kids because it was a tough situation and, you know, they battled through it and, you know, they did what we asked them to do.
Sort of an interesting situation, though, when you look at the stats from last night. Trigg actually ended up with just a few more yards, had more first downs. Time of possession was like 32 minutes for Trigg. So your defense was out there a lot, but at the same time, you know, you guys just made the plays and got off the field when you needed to.
You know, we've had this time of possession debate for a long time. And all season, we've won time of possession.
Yes.
And now we lost time of possession.
Big.
And we won.
Lost it big.
Yes. So the goal needs to be to not have the football very much. Score fast and not – because it seems like back when we were scoring a bunch of points, we always lost time of possession. So.
Well, yeah, because we'd score in two or three plays.
That's what we want to get back to, Tom. Two and three play drives.
So yardage then, you're not really concerned about yardage and those kind of things. And
points, Todd.
Yeah, the stat that matters the most is the one they keep at the end of the field.
Jeff, Coach Ezell had mentioned last week for Trigg County after their loss last week that they'd had some success up front. You know, that they'd stayed relatively healthy up front, but they had really lost a lot of skill position kids to injuries and different things through the season. Did that kind of affect the way you guys tried to prepare for them? Were there some kind of unknowns going into that game last night?
No, I think there's always unknowns when you have injuries because you don't know for sure what a kid's status is from one game to the next. So I think you know, preparation-wise, I think you have to be prepared for a couple different contingencies. I think once we got into the game and saw who the quarterback was going to be, and we kind of got a good beat on that they were going to run the football with the quarterback or one, then that kind of allowed, you know, Coach Mack to kind of say, hey, we're going to get into what we call a 60 defense, which is an old 6-2, 6-1 look, and kind of cover every gap and, you know, make them try to beat us outside. And we kind of gave up a flat and try to dare them to throw it there. And, you know, when they did throw the flat, Eli did a great job of – it was probably 3-2, and some, you know, I guess sometimes you don't want 3-2 because, you know, a guy will get blocked and then get you on the screen. But we were willing to take that chance last night to stop the run, and Eli broke on the ball that was thrown out to the flat, and did a great job, and, you know, got him a touchdown on defense. So that was, I'm sure he feels pretty good about that this morning. We're proud of him for doing that too.
Yeah, that was a great pick six.
Yeah, I asked him this morning. He was out at the field house this morning. There was I think the National Honor Society had on a fundraiser this morning. And I asked him, I was like, well, did your brother ever have a pick six? And he looked at me and said, yes, sir, he did. So now you're catching up to him, man.
Coach McClung, going back to the offense for just a little bit, you know, honestly, the way the team looked offensively last night is kind of what – or more similar to what I thought we would see going into the season at that first Hopkins County Central game and then through the season.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt like what we did last night would happen earlier in the season. I kind of felt like in the first game that it might happen then, the next game it might happen then, it might happen then. But we just never were able to make the plays we needed to make. So I was happy it finally happened. I knew we had the capability to do it, and I don't know why it took so long, but maybe hopefully it'll carry over in the next season and carry over into our playoff game, and we'll continue to put points up on the board.
Well, a fun night last night for the folks in the blue and gold. At what point do you guys get to work on Owensboro Catholic?
Well, I've already watched film this morning, Todd. Coach Moore sent the film last night, and I accepted this morning. So we'll be working on it this weekend. We'll bring the kid. We'll start watching OCATH film Monday. You know, this time of the year, it's not about beating each other up at practice. You know, everything you're doing is trying to prepare for one game. So we will spend a lot of our time in team in practice, and we'll try to come up with a game plan that we can be a nuisance to the Owensboro Catholic team.
All right. Once again, give us a quick scouting report on the Aces.
They're good all the way around. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. You know, the Atwell kids like ranked in quarterback rankings. They got good skill kids. They pursue well. They're not going to take a lot of chances on defense. They're going to rely on their kids to pursue. So we got to take advantage of what they give us. You know, we're gonna look at the things, the open areas of grass, and try to get in those areas. We're going to try to come up with a game plan to run the ball on them. Probably every trick play that we've that we put in this season haven't run yet. We'll probably break out. And, you know, defensively, they're going to get their yards. We just need to try to contain, make them drive and contain big plays, because you know, they make a lot of big plays. And I think that's good, the basic plan.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations to you guys on the win last night. Good luck up at Owensboro Catholic next week.
Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate everybody coming in and being on the show this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley, players Jack Roach and Cooper Mobley joining us here on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to your SportsEdge.com.
WPKY Princeton.